Hello, this is Monica Smette. Thank you for listening to this podcast around the human framework. I'm a business humanizer and partner at InnetMotion. The human framework is one of our tools. It's built to better understand people. What drives their behavior? How do people deal with limitations and possibilities in life? The human framework starts with defining the center. One can build a human framework around an emotional territory, such as indulgence, femininity, parenthood, or around a product category, such as automotive, ice cream, personal care. In defining the center, it's important to think in terms of tension. For example, how to fulfill my desire for pleasure, how to deal with the power of a car. Around this center, we put the strategies that show how people deal with the issue. Strategies to resolve the tension in the end. We, as psychologists, like to underline that tension is positive. Tension is what makes us feel alive, why we get out of bed in the morning. The beauty is that different people deal differently with the same tension. Enough for now about the center. Let me explain the axis. We agree to use the vertical axis to express how people deal with the tension individually. Inspired by Freud, who thought that all tension is built and resolved within an individual. There are two extremes. At the bottom, we see people who prefer to face tension with routine, rhythm. As a symbol, we use a square box. People like to have a well-defined, straightforward strategy, with clear boundaries like a square box. As a color to talk about this space, we use black, like in the little black dress. It enables to feel well, whatever situation you get into. At the top of the vertical axis, we use the color orange, the color of play. This to express people who deal with attention by letting it go, spontaneity, curiosity. A graphic symbol for those whose brain works like that, the splash. Free-floating, never the same, energetic. To define the horizontal axis, we looked at Jung, a student of Freud. He rightfully pointed out that there is more than individual tension. He showed that our social environment is a sort of tension as well. On the left side, we put the affirmation strategy, where people look at the behavior of others and then decide to act differently themselves. That makes them feel best. As a color, we use purple, because in Catholic Church, it's a color for those who stand out. As a symbol, we use a thermograph. The horizontal line shows the behavior and thinking of others, and the peaks show how we deviate from this to feel better. On the right side of the horizontal axis, we agree to put a strategy where people feel best if they act in harmony with others. Symbol of a circle, brown of Mother Earth. The axis shape the human framework. We can define 4, 6, or 8 segments within the framework. It's a matter of choice and how detailed you want to be. Let us discuss 4 segments for now to keep the podcast bite-sized. If you want to know more, you can take a look at the archetype and activist cards that InnetMotion developed. You can download from the InnetMotion website. Let me start at the upper left corner. We call it red, Ferrari red. Because this strategy to release tension in here through thinking possibilities, beyond limits, action, adventure. It is exploring change that makes people feel good. The right upper corner is yellow. It's about the sun that gives warmth to all of us, makes us feel better. People reduce their tension by bringing people together and by thinking in terms of abundance. Right down corner is blue, baby blue. Here people focus on simplicity, the essence. People release tension by showing care and commitment. Left down corner, green, Oxford Racing Green. A green that only a few know. People reduce tension by mastering the world. Thinking competence, details, depth. Thank you if you listened all the way to the end. I do hope it was insightful. I want to close with a recommendation to use the human framework with empathy for people. Do not box people in, because real life doesn't work like that. By understanding more about people and how they deal with possibilities and limitations in everyday life, one can make better propositions, sharpen a brand strategy, and start a conversation that is relevant for people. I hope you enjoyed it. Bye.